reading and homily today is from the book by Dr. Noreen Virtue, Daily Guidance from Your Angels. Message number 34. Know that your angels are right here. Heaven isn't some faraway place. It's a dimension that exists all around you. Therefore, at times you will feel our presence or see evidence that we're right here beside you. We move as you do and stand next to you always. Although we never interfere with your free will, we're poised to help at every moment. All you need to do is to ask. Good morning.
Good morning.
Have you ever felt or sensed that someone was around you, but when you turned around, no one was there? Have you ever felt a soft breeze across your face when the wind wasn't blowing? Have you ever heard of stories of people being saved miraculously when they were sure that they were going to die, but something or someone intervened at the last minute and saved them? These are some examples and stories of angelic interventions, and there are infinite stories like these throughout history. What exactly is an angel? An angel, defined by Wikipedia, is a supernatural being found in various religions and mythologies. Abrahamic religions often depict angels as benevolent celestial beings who act as intermediaries between God or heaven and humanity. Other roles of angels include protecting and guiding human beings and carrying out tasks on behalf of God. Abrahamic religions often organize angels into hierarchies, although such rankings may vary between sects in each religion. Such angels may receive specific names such as Gabriel or Michael, or titles such as Seraph or Archangel. People have also extended the use of the term angel to various notions of spirits or figures found in other religious traditions. The theological studies of angels is known as angelology. Angels expelled from heaven are referred to as fallen angels, as distinct from the heavenly host. In fine art, angels are usually depicted as having the shape of human beings of extraordinary beauty, but no gender until the 19th century at least. They are often identified in Christian artwork with bird wings, halos, and light. It is interesting because we see mentions of angels in various religions and histories throughout the world, but we have never heard of a war caused by angels. Why is that? Why do people still feel like they need to kill each other because people don't allow others to believe in the God that they choose? But they let others believe in their interpretation of angels. I'm not sure that we will ever understand this. What do you think about when you think about angels? There are so many interpretations, but many people think of beautiful, celestial, light beings who fly and float and help and make us feel good about ourselves and others, right? If you are depressed and you close your eyes and you imagine an angel present, doesn't it lift your spirit? I have several angel cards and statues in my office and home, and I feel like they protect me and help me, and they make me smile when I look at them. I thought that I would quote some amazing angel quotes that may resonate with you and brighten up your day. I hope that you enjoy them. It's called Amazing Angel Quotes to Bring Out the Good in You. Be kind to strangers because it's the loving thing to do. Also, you never know, they could be angels. The more that you trust and believe in angels, the more they will pour their blessings upon you. Angels are all around us, all the time, in the very air we breathe. For every angel fluttering through the skies, there is a divine counterpart here on earth. Each of us has a golden celestial self just waiting to be awakened. Angels descending bring from above echoes of mercy, whispers of love. Angels shine light into all areas of life, helping you to see the light within all. I could not have made it this far had there not have been angels along the way. Every night and every morning, thank your own guardian angel for the peace and for the regeneration of all the cells in your body and for joy. We are each of us angels with only one wing, and we can only fly by embracing each other. To find your angels, start trusting your inner voice and intuition. Angels encourage us by guiding us onto a path that will lead to happiness and hope. I believe friends are quiet angels who lift us to our feet when our wings have trouble remembering how to fly. God always has an angel of help for those who are willing to do their duty. To love for the sake of being loved is human, but to love for the sake of loving is angelic. Angels are heralds of eternity, sent to help mankind break through when they cannot break out. Little deeds of kindness, little words of love, you always make me happy, you are an angel from above. Reputation is what men and women think of us. Character is what God and the angels know of us. The guardian angels of life sometimes fly so high as to be beyond our sight, but they are always looking down upon us. When angels visit us, we do not hear the rustle of wings, nor feel the feathery touch of the breast of a dove, but we know their presence by the love they create in our hearts. Angels represent God's personal care for each one of us. I believe in angels, the kind that heaven sends. I'm surrounded by angels, and I call them my best friends. Angels have no philosophy but love. Don't forget to show hospitality to strangers, for some who have done this have entertained angels without realizing it. Dear angels above, I know you're here and sense how I am feeling. Please bless me with your strength and love to bring me peace and healing. God not only sends some special angels into our lives, but sometimes he even sends them back again if we forget to take notes the first time. Harmony is like singing angels. Life is sweet, peaceful, and fulfilling. Let's get harmony on the inside, and we will positively change our world on the outside. Believers, look up. Take courage. The angels are nearer than you think. It is not because angels are holier than men or devils that make them angels, but because they do not expect holiness from one another, but from God alone. Angels are inseparable friends who bring strength and consolation to those who include them in their lives. In truth, angels are our best friends. Not only has our Heavenly Father given us an advocate, the Holy Spirit, who will never leave us, but he has sent us our own personal honor guard of angels to guard us wherever we go. Be an angel. God loves a helping hand. I receive a blessing every time the missionaries we support report progress in their ministry. And when they count the new believers, I rejoice joining with the legions of angels. Angels around us, angels beside us, angels within us, angels are watching over you when times are good or stressed. Their wings wrap gently around you, whispering, you are loved and blessed. May your neighbors respect you, trouble neglect you, the angels protect you, and heaven accept you. All God's angels come to us disguised. Sometimes we are like an angel with one wing, and we necessarily need the other wing of a similar angel to keep flying. Open your mind to listen and your eyes to see, and let your angels guide you to where you should be. There are people in our lives who are like angels to us. If you have trouble hearing an angel's song with your ears, try listening with your heart. If your baby is beautiful and perfect, never cries or fusses, sleeps on schedule and burps on demand, an angel all the time, you're the grandma. Respect is more than politeness. Respect reminds us of the tender, loving reverence of a child, of a disciple, or of an angel. Angels are spirits, flames of fire. They are higher than man. They have wider connections. Could we forbear dispute and practice love? We should agree, as angels do above. When you take a wrong turn or get bogged down in traffic, you will remember that Jesus commands his angels to guard you in all your ways. The reason angels can fly is because they take themselves lightly. I think when someone steps into your life and changes the course you are on for the good, they are an angel. These deeds may not always be earth-shattering deeds that open the heavens. They could be a small gesture or a word. It is impossible to see the angel unless you first have a notion of it. Make yourself familiar with the angels and behold them frequently in spirit, for without being seen, they are present with you. May this little angel shine upon your home, filling your days with cheer. Know that she stands on guard for you to help you smile all year. Angels are working for us in many ways. They guide, guard, and protect us through various stages in our lives. Besides, angels act as channels for God's love to flow through. Although we may not immediately know or see that they are around us, angels are there working to help us in this life and the next. We hope that these quotes have reminded you of the love that the angels give us. And remember, they cannot interfere with free will unless to prevent your death before your time. So please ask for their help. That is why they are here, and that is what they do, and they take such pleasure in helping us. So the thought for today is, my angels are always by my side. I am continuously loved by them, and they help me whenever I ask. I am supported, loved, and surrounded by many angels, now and always. Thank you.